Proponents of a community wind farm in the state's northern tablelands have narrowed down the location of a handful of sites. The plan's been on the table now for a number of years, and now community talks are underway. ABC intern Gavin Coote has more.
A community-owned wind farm could soon become a reality in the northern tablelands. A local meeting in Tamworth yesterday attracted 30 farmers and business holders. They heard how they can invest in the wind farm and play a role in the production of local renewable energy. So far, the organisers have narrowed the search to a handful of potential sites. However, they're not giving away details just yet on the wind farm's future location.
Really, the factors that influence it are the wind speed that determines how much energy you can produce, people available to host the site, so someone with land that's not too close to houses, and obviously how close it is to the grid connection.
That's Chris Blanksley, the Technical Director of New England Wind, the company that is hoping to get this project underway. He says the community engagement process has been mostly well received in the region.
What we're trying to achieve is making sure that the community really understands what we're doing and can make informed decisions about whether to support what we're doing or not. I guess we're confident at this stage that there is significant support for it, but obviously we recognise that not everyone is going to be happy about it, and there'll be varying degrees of that depending on how close the wind farm is to where they are.
Armidale-based Adam Blakester is overseeing the project. He's surveyed more than 1,500 locals.
Overwhelmingly, and I'm talking in excess of 95% of those people, have said that they want wind and other forms of renewable clean energy. Fewer than a handful of percent have said they want coal or gas. So in this region, there's a very strong level of support. However, those things can't be taken for granted. We need to continue to focus on what the community's needs are and design the project to meet those needs and be mindful of all of the planning and regulation, which we are doing. So you need to be very attentive to both the community support and the legal processes and technical processes that you're working through.
How important is the idea of local ownership in these kind of initiatives?
Central importance. We, at the moment, every cent we spend on electricity is money that leaves our local economy. In fact, a lot of it leaves the country altogether because the large electricity companies are owned internationally. So one of the things that we're always very attentive to in the country is how do we create more local employment and local economic activity. And with modern technology, we're in a position where we can build, install and own electricity systems, whether they're solar, whether they're wind, whether they're biogas like Bindery Beef are installing. There's a range of technologies, but it's changed from a situation where 50 to 100 years ago we had to put very large power systems in places like the Hunter Valley and push electricity out across the whole state and the whole eastern side of Australia.
Independent member for New England Tony Windsor says local ownership is an essential step forward in these kind of projects.
Communities can play a role in not only providing their own energy, doing it at a lower cost, reducing their utility costs, and actually having some control over their futures, and by the way, doing something about the environment as well on the way through.
On wind farms specifically, there was a wind farm project shelved last week in the Goulburn area due to community opposition. Do you think what's the community mood up like here? Is there similar opposition, do you feel?
Well, I'm not an expert on wind farms. I've spent some time in Europe looking at the way in which the systems work over there and how they're plugged into the sort of European grid system. But in some areas people don't like them, others they do. Personally, I don't mind the look of them at all. I think that they can look quite attractive. And there's some areas where they will fit, others where there'll be argument, as there is with the fossil fuel arrangement. Some people don't want a coal mine next door to them. I happen to have one. Some people don't want coal seam gas, so others don't mind it. Some people don't like irrigators and others love it. You'll always get these conflicts between people.
Retiring MP Tony Windsor ending that report from Gavin Coote. It's coming up to 9 to 7. You're listening to the Rural and Resources Report.